and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. It doesn't matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, Friday. You can listen to Monday Mass any day of the week. This is all your action sports news. Concise, under 20 minutes, hopefully. I don't know, we got a lot of news this week. But anyway, this is Monday Mass for March 13th. That means all the days leading up to March 13th, right? The past 6 days. Well, let's get right into it. Action sports news. And guess what, folks? Hallelujah, we got some sponsors. That's great. We're going to start off with South Coast Surf Shops. Thank you for your support of Monday Mass. We want you guys to shop local if you're down here in the San Diego area since 1974 with five shops between Pacific Beach and OB. That's PB and OB, including two all-girls Wahine shops, a closeout shop with everything 50% off, all wetsuits, all the best brands, Quicksilver, O'Neill, Billabong, Rip Curl, Hurley, Roxy, Vans, Reef, Channel Islands, Firewire, so much more. South Coast Surfboards, also sold in South Coast Surf Shops. Go to southcoast.com. That's right. This is like a professional podcast here. We got sponsors. Anyway, let's get right into it. Surf, skate, snow news, all done in under 20 minutes. And again, I'm your host, Chris Cote. As if you didn't know that, you're listening, so you know that. Here we go. Let's start with skate. Skate news, folks. All right, starting with probably one of my favorite looking, sounding skate projects of the year that's just gone down. I think it happened a couple months ago, but it's finally being released. I'm talking about Thrasher Magazine's Skate Rock. They did a Skate Rock Mexico tour that looked bananas. First of all, you got skaters Grant Taylor, Rowan Zarilla, Colin Provost, Figgy, and they're skating the craziest looking skate parks you've ever seen in Guatemala, Mexico City. I mean, these parks look like it's like a they were drawn in crown and then in a crayon. Crayons? They were drawn with a crayon on a piece of paper and then somebody just built it. And they look amazing. And I want to go to all of them, but I'm just scared that while these parks look so fun for guys like Grant Taylor and Rowan, a guy like myself would get down there and things might get a bit sketch. But anyway, the parks look amazing. The music's just insanity. Grindline the band, Arctic. So basically what they did is they just got a giant busload, plane load of Hesh skaters, Hesh bands. And they went down there and they thrashed across this region in Mexico. They went to the beach. They went all over. Go to ThrasherMagazine.com. Check out Skate Rock. Highly, highly recommended viewing this morning. Dude, what's up with ETN? Right? Am I right? Do you know what ETN is? So ETN is a new subscriber-based skate channel, skateboarding channel. And they're making big moves right now. They actually just, they showed Tampa Pro. And the only way you could watch Tampa Pro is by buying a subscription to ETN. I talked a little bit about this last week, but you know, I was kind of straddling the fence between hating on it and actually enjoying it. And I think I'm going to be enjoying it. Although it does, I think it costs $80 for the year. I'm thinking it could be worth it if you're a skate nerd like myself for things like their live sessions. They have a Four Wheels Live, which is a skate game show that looks amazing. I think they're on episode number 2. But I would say for people out there who are wanting to watch not only cool skateboarding, but shows that are kind of in the vein of, you know, Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory. I won't say Jackass, but more like Wipeout, the show Wipeout. That's what this game show looks like to me, and it looks wonderful. And I haven't seen the whole thing, but I'm going to watch it. I'm going to subscribe to ETN, and then I'm going to let you know if you should subscribe to ETN to get all this buzzword content, skate content. Anyway, more skate news rolling on. Ooh, oh, this is cool. Our friends at Weed Maps and Transworld Skateboarding have just dropped Weed Maps Pipe House Episode 1. It's live on skateboarding.transworld.net. You got Jaws, Boo Johnson, Braden Safransky, Marius Svanian, Tommy Guns, and basically Weed Maps just stepped up the skate tour game by renting a freaking mansion on the beach on the north shore of Oahu, putting all their skaters in there and surfers. I think Bruce Irons was hanging out in there, Danny Fuller, Joel Tudor, but basically just pampering your favorite skateboarders and cooking for them, masseuse vibes on the beach. And then the guys went out and ripped. They ripped all over Hawaii. So the Weed Maps Pipe House episode one, it's kind of like the, you know, real world vibe. What happens when you take six skateboarders in a house filled with weed? Well, it's much more than that. Weed Maps is doing really cool things right now in, and dare I say this again, action sports. I'm going to make action sports not a dirty word anymore. Let's take it back. Let's just say action sports is a cool phrase now. It's a cool thing to say. Action sports. What do you like? I like action sports. It's cool. Happy birthday, Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers is a skate hero. He got cancer. It took his eyeball out. He started a company or a foundation called Grind for Life. And what this homie does is goes around the world skating, spreading the word. He raises money to pay for cancer patients to be able to travel to get their treatment. Mike Rogers, you are awesome. I love you, man. Go to grindforlife.org. In pro skateboarding news, for those of you out there who don't know, becoming a pro skateboarder is a big deal in the, you know, in the greater scheme of skateboarding. You start as a flow team rider, where maybe you get a couple free boards or shoes, and from there you kind of get made an official AM. That means maybe you're getting a little bit of money, but they have staked their claim to your name. You are an AM for their company. After that, you go pro, and how you go pro in skating is you get your name on a skateboard. And when you get your name on a skateboard for a company like Habitat, like Bobby DeKaiser just did, that means you're legit. So congrats to Bobby DeKaiser going pro for Habitat. That's a big deal, like I said. One of my other favorite skateboarders, Andrew Allen. You might have to hunt a little bit for this. It's kind of hidden, but Andrew Allen just dropped Skate Locos 3. A quick video part that just came out that you should go watch, because Andrew Allen rips. He surfs too, which is good because we're going to surf news. Lots of surf news to talk about. We'll start with, this is an op-ed here. For a week now, I've been on a Instagram/text chain. I'm going to be coming up on Beach Grit here soon. And this all started with a conversation I had with the guys at Beach Grit, and they are doing a really noble, cool video series called The Full Roader something. They took Lakey Peterson down to Mexico. They designed boards for her. They got coaches for her. They're trying to get Lakey Peterson to nail full roaders, as they're calling them. I call them 540s. Some of my friends call them 540. Some of my other friends call them full rotors. And here's where things get stupid. Is now there's a debate. There's arguments happening. So for 5 days straight, I've been part of this behind the scenes argument, full on surf nerd, snow nerd, skate nerd, cyber battle about what to call tricks. And right as this thing started, Mikey Wright comes out and drops a McTwist on his Instagram, on Quicksilver's Instagram. And so, of course, flare up, all the cyber turkeys like myself and Todd Richards and Pierre and some homies, we all get in the mix. And look, we're, you know, not like we're getting mad, but the debate here, the crux of this debate is, if you're doing a trick, a move on your surfboard that is emulating a move that's already been done on a skateboard or a snowboard, right? You should call it what the trick has been named by its inventor. If you're doing a McTwist, the movement of a McTwist on a surfboard, it's called a McTwist. Can't rename it. If you're doing a fully rotated 540-degree aerial, call it a 540. And it's so stupid that I'm mad about this. I'm not mad. It's stupid that I care. Because these are things we should just be celebrating. We should be celebrating good surfing. But we're nerds. We can't help it. So we'll see. I'm going to talk to my commentator friends. I'm going to talk, you know, I'm going to try at least to get the word 540 into the vernacular more instead of full rotor or full rotation. It's a 540 or it's a 360 air. It's a 360 air revert. And I'm, you know, it's like the world has real problems happening. And if this is my big problem, naming a surf trick, then life is pretty good. So still though, they're 540s. Come on, man. Okay. The Nixon Weird Board Challenge. I love this. It came out on surfermag.com. And John Pizel went ahead and shaped 8 of the weirdest looking boards. And Nixon has been doing this for a while now. Mike Marciano kind of spearheads this whole thing where they get these weird ass boards made. And then they go down to the beach and they have an incredible lineup of surfers riding the boards. You got to draw straws to pick the color of your board. Some of these boards are super hard to ride. You watch the video for yourself. You know, it has Connor Coffin, Nathan Fletcher, Kamale Alexander, Layla Hurst, a rad group of surfers surfing weird boards, somehow surfing boards that look impossible to surf and making them look good. I'm not going to tell you who wins. You go watch it for yourself. Nixon's Weird Board 2017. Go find it. Kelly Slater. Yeah, man. Kelly Slater is a Bieber fan. You heard it here. No, you heard it on his Instagram story first, but now you're hearing it here. Kelly Slater, full-on Bieber fan. Posting nonstop from the Justin Bieber concert, I believe in Australia, because I know he was down there. And look, I'm not judging. The weird thing to me is Kelly Slater had terrible seats to the Justin Bieber show. That sounds like a joke premise in itself. What do you do when Kelly Slater and, you know, you give Kelly Slater good seats, Biebs? The dude's doing 540s and has been doing them for a while. Nat Young won the Quick Pro Trials. Now, Nat Young is in the main event. Nat Young, one of the world's best goofy footers, a powerhouse from Santa Cruz. You know, admittedly, he had some... said personal problems. I don't know what that means, but he wasn't fully attentive to the task at hand for staying on the World Championship Tour. Fell off in 2016. Well, this is a hell of a way to jump yourself right back on. Nat Young won the Quick Pro in Bad Waves, Snapper Rocks, Australia, but we're hoping for more swell. Stay positive. Snapper Rocks, aka the Quick Pro and the Roxy Pro, start March 14th. Whenever that is or was, depending on when you're listening to the Monday Mass for, in America, March 13th. Okay, 2017 or the 2016 WSL Awards went down in 2017 last week. Of course, Tyler Wright and John Florence collected their big trophies, their world champions. To me, the best clip was the Claim and Wipeout reel. And I think Jordy Smith might have the best claims of anybody. So go to worldsurfleague.com and you tell me. I spent the weekend at Camp Shred, and all I got was this lousy podcast. Now, Camp Shred is the world's largest surfboard demo. It happened over the weekend. I was part of it. I curated the music stage, hired bands and DJs, and did some Facebook Live stuff for Grind TV, which was really fun. Talked a lot about surfboards. Some of my picks, and some of these boards, no doubt you can find at South Coast Surf Shops, southcoast.com. Some of the boards of note that were kind of making waves. Some of the surfboards that were making waves at Camp Shred. The Lost Puddle Jumper was one of the talks of the town or camp. Superbrand had the Spam model and the Fling, which were rented out all day. They also had a twin fin fish with channels on the bottom. I can't remember the name of it, but you can go to the superbranded.com website and find more about that. JS had a board called Monster Box. God, that thing felt good. My ultimate test for a surfboard is put it under your arm. If it feels good under your arm, you're good to go. Back in Slater news. There's a train. There's a train next door to where I'm doing this podcast, just so you know. Slater Designs and Tomo, the Sci-Fi has been out for a while, but God, the thing looks amazing. Firewire had some great looking boards. Firewires are at South Coast. There you go. That's your surf news. And if you have more surf news to give us, you can find me at Twitter at the Chris Cote Show. Even though this is called Monday Mass with Chris Cote on you. It's hard to tell people the U website, isn't it, sometimes? U online, Y-E-W, but you really just have to say it like, U. And I'm not mad at that. I like saying that. U online.com. Snowboarding. Yep, snowboarding's still happening. There's still lots of snow up there up there. You could be listening to this in Switzerland and you're like, yeah, no duh. There's snow everywhere. There's still snow in Southern California, folks. And there's still snowboarding on the internet. And you should go to snowboarder.com now. Right now. If you're driving, pull over. Get on your phone and go watch The Don, J.P. Walker, The Visitor's Full Part Remix. Oh, my God. First of all, he's shredding to Nirvana, Love Buzz. And I hadn't listened to that song in a while. And I just... Yes, I love that song. J.P. Walker is a grown-up. He's an adult. Yet, he's hitting rails, putting together some of the craziest combos you've ever seen. He's ripping Big Mountain, backcountry. This is a grown-up. Grown-up snowboarding here. The ender is ridiculous. He unstrapped one of his feet for this ender, folks, for you, for your entertainment. Almost killed himself to get a last part of his video part. It's savage, and I don't use that word lightly. The Don, J.P. Walker, full part. You gotta watch that immediately. What other snowboard news is there? Well, not much, because that's all I have. Yep, that's it. I'm going to have to call some of my snow experts soon to get more snowboarding news. I mean, it's that time of year. Snow's melting, right? All the snowboarders I know leave town in summer and they go to New Zealand or other places to snowboard. So I'm sure there'll be stuff coming in. Actually, summertime, spring and summer, is when all the best snowboard parts drop. When I say drop, I mean they come out on the internet. That's your Surfskate snow news for Monday Mass, but there's more. Wait. Other news. The fourth tier of Monday Mass. This is pretty cool. One of our former Transworld surfers, Ryan Brower, just reported about a craft beer themed hotel. It's going to be opening up in Columbus, Ohio, called Doghouse. They're actually starting an indie, or they've already started an Indiegogo fundraising campaign. They've raised like $200,000. And this is basically where you can go, you can drink beer, you can talk about beer, you can bathe in beer, you can soap off your body with beer-scented soap. Doghouse. Beer has only landed me in the doghouse with my wife. So maybe it's appropriate if I say, honey, I'm going to the doghouse. I don't know, we'll see. Columbus, Ohio. I don't remember the last time I was there. Maybe I was drinking the beer. Billabong has partnered with Andy Warhol. Yeah, I know. That came out of nowhere. It's cool. And this did not come out of nowhere. This came out of human butts and wee-wees. This sucks. 143 million gallons of raw sewage. 143 million gallons. Think of a gallon of milk. Now in that milk is poop, right? Human waste, excrement. That's what has gone into the ocean from Rosarito Beach all the way to Coronado. Talking transporter sewage. 143 million gallons of sewage. Surfrider Foundation is calling it the biggest sewage spill they've ever seen. And God, that's disgusting. And I don't know what we can do about it. Go to surfriderfoundation.org, surfrider.org, and get a mop. And I hope it's a big mop, because 143 million gallons of raw sewage is in your ocean, folks. Harsh, harsh. This has been Monday Mass. I hate to leave you out on that note, but man, get involved. Go to surfrider.org. And we want to thank our other sponsor, helping people, Tory Holistics. Tory Holistic, the closest licensed, legal, permitted medical marijuana collective to North County. We got knowledgeable cannabis consultants on hand. Amazing selection of edibles, flowers, vapes, drinks, concentrates, topicals, whatever you need. THC, CBD, CBN. Do you suffer from insomnia, anxiety, PTSD, PMS, pain? Do you fly on airplanes and don't like to fly on long flights? They have products for you. Tory Holistics. TORREYHOLISTICS.com. That's our other sponsor, folks. How cool is that? South Coast Surf Shops, Tory Holistics, sponsoring the Monday Mass with Chris Cote on you online and now on iTunes. If you haven't already subscribed, if you're still listening now, subscribe to the Monday Mass. You can listen to it any day of the week, any time of the day, every Monday. Action sports news boiled down, thrown at your face. There you go. This has been your latest episode of Monday Mass for March 13th, but all this stuff's still pertinent for at least 6-7 more days. So that's it for us. You've been listening to Monday Mass. Stay tuned next week for more Monday Mass. Yeah.